السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and have all with afiyat and siha. And may Allah Ta'ala give you a long life and accept your khidmat for deen. حضرة مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Dawood Monli. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Sha'ban 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 43, Surah Zukhruf, referring to the gold shining, glittering, and verses number 22 right up to verse number 25. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commanded humanity to follow the path of Rahman, the path which Almighty Allah has chalked out for them. But majority of humanity from time immemorial till today, we find that they follow the path of Shaitan, of Satan and Lucifer. And then they will try and justify it as well, as we will see in today's lesson, chapter 43 and verse number 22. So when they were commanded that follow the path of the prophets and messengers, but they said no, nay, qalu, they the mushrikeen, idol worshippers said, inna wajadna aba'ana ala ummah. That nay, we found our forefathers, this is what they said, ala ummah, on a special way, on a special methodology, on a special way road. So we are going to continue that. Wa inna ala atharihim muhtadun, and we will follow in their footsteps, and we will follow in their way. So it shows Bab Dada M Karta Huta, to bring about change, not easy, it's very difficult. People will always try and bring excuses. Today, if you tell a local person about Islam, then he or she many a time will tell you, then no, my ancestors will get very, very upset. So now they bring the ancestors' story. Our Indians, we tell them that this is not right according to Islam. And Islam teaches us this. You say, what you teaching us? Our Maulanas, 50 years, 100 years, they're telling us this, and now you came and told us this. But what we are saying is the truth, but the truth is always bitter, and therefore for people to accept it is very difficult. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Ya Abu Zar, qulil haqq walau kana murra, speak the truth even though the truth is bitter. So that is what is unpalatable, acceptable to people. They want to do haram things and then justify it as well and bring fairy tale stories. And you will see it rife and rampant in our society, our organizations throughout the world, Arab countries, Muslim countries, ourselves. وَكَذَٰلِكَ and similarly, مَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ, that whatever we have sent before you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in any town, city, country, مِنْ نَذِيرٍ, a warner, a prophet, a messenger. Nazir, your name is Nazir, Nazira, doesn't mean just warner. It means التَّخْوِيفَ مَا الْمَحَبَّةِ, to warn with love and compassion. عيش سو من نذير إلا قال مترفوها But the Patels, but the Chaudhrys, the big shots in India, and that they'll say, yeah, Patel saab, hey, if you know how Indian custom works, yeah, Chaudhry saab hai. That this is the mayor, this is the influential person, this is the rich person. Illa qala mutrafuha. But the rich and influential people, the Chaudhry saab, the Patel saab, the mayor saab, and whoever people like today. So what will he say? They say, nay, inna wajadna aba'ana. We found our forefathers ala umma. They followed the special way. Wa inna ala atharihim muqtadun. And we will follow them immaculately. Muqtadun. Just now we will go for Fajr Salat. The person who leads the prayer, he is called the Imam. Me and you who are following the Imam, the men, we call ourselves the Muqtadi. So we are following the Imam and we try and follow him immaculately. So yeah, they are following their forefathers immaculately on batil, on falsehood, and justifying it. Ask ourselves how many haram things we do, and then we will try and justify it. We will say, no, this difference of opinion, or we will say, this Maulana, or this Mufti Saab, or this Sheikh, or this one, he or she says it's permissible. So we look for loopholes and skullduggery and look for shortcuts in Sharia, and we think we will get away with it. The Jutlas tried to do that, and Almighty Allah's wrath and anger came to them. Chapter 7, verse 166, and Almighty Allah told them, "Kunu qiradatan khasiin." You become monkeys, despicable. Allah transformed them. A complete metamorphosis took place. That is chapter 7, verse 166. And in chapter 5, remember Surah Ma'idah, verse number 60, we find that Almighty Allah speaks about it. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ That Almighty Allah made them into swines and pigs, and Almighty Allah made them into monkeys. So this is what the Quran says. We don't have to apologize to anybody for what the Quran says. We don't have to compromise on the truth. Remember, that is the truth. People like, don't like, it's not our business. So we must be very clear on these type of issues here. So they said, we will follow our forefathers immaculately. Call. If you have the Quran Sharif open, then our 13-line Quran and so forth, what we call normally Miasfam Quran, look at the script. Look at the way it's written. Call. So that qala there can be read two ways, qala, or it can be read kul. Therefore it's written like that without an alif. Normally it's written with alif. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ You will see in tomorrow's lesson, qaf alif lam. But here it's just qaf lam. So why? To show you that you can read it in two variant ways. So I'm going to read it, so it make it easy for you to understand. قَالَ He, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, قُلْ You, Ya Rasulullah, Habibuna, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you address them and announce it and pronounce it to them. أَوَلَوْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِأَهْدَى What? Even if I came to you with something better in guidance, something superior, mimma wajadtum alayhi aba'akum, compared to what your fathers gave you, your forefathers gave you, bab dada em karta huta, but I'm telling you that this is the correct way and the better way to do things. So instead of accepting the truth, what they said, these very people in Makkah, mushrikeen and idol worshippers, qalu proudly, arrogantly, they said, inna bima ursiltum bihi kafirun, that indeed we, whatever you are sent with, bihi kafirun, we reject it. We reject the message and we reject the messenger, al-iyazu billah, Allah forbid. And that is what happened till they got humiliated and disgraced. And then in the 8th year of the Hijrah, when the tables had turned, majority of them had embraced Islam. يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا took place. Then they entered into Islam in their droves and droves. But first they were humiliated and disgraced, and thereafter only they embraced Islam. So then Islam brought them honor, izzat, and nusra, and barakah, honor from Almighty Allah, blessing and divine help and assistance. Whenever people fight the truth, fight Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's teachings and the teaching, preaching of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they go against the truth, Almighty Allah give them muhula, respite, extension in time, and thereafter, فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ. Yeah, we need to be very careful, especially those of us who speak Urdu, who understand Urdu and know Urdu. You say, usne intiqam le liya. Normally in Urdu you will say words like that. Usne intiqam le liya. So you translate it, he took revenge. For Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you never ever translate like that. Wallahu azizun zuntiqam. And he, Almighty Allah, is all powerful. Zuntiqam, the possessor of retribution. He punishes according to the crime, not according to revenge like me and you do. Because Almighty Allah is the most just, is a Dayyan. Dayyan means the one who's most just. So many a time you will see people translate in the translation revenge. That's an incorrect translation. So you must translate it, فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ. We took retribution from them. We punished them according to their crimes. And that is based on justice. In Islam, we don't speak about revenge. We speak about justice. Therefore, when we enter paradise and Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, it is rahmatan wa fadlan min Allah, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And when people enter Jahannam and the Hellfire, so then remember it is adlam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah. So here also, فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ, we took retribution from them. We punished them according to their deeds and actions based on justice. فَانْظُرْ, then you see, كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ, what are the consequences and the end results of those people who are rejecting. So you must remember that Almighty Allah uses the word فَانْتَقَمْنَا, we took retribution from them. Allah stamping His majesty, authority, and sovereignty. So that are the lessons that we must learn. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us from His punishment fi dunya wal akhirah. Therefore, we should be reading abundantly in these Mubarak days, Mubarak nights to come, 15 Shaban, and then Ramadan Mubarak after that. Surah 2, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 201. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا. Oh, Almighty Allah, grant us goodness in this world, things that are permissible, acceptable. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا. Grant us the good things of the year after, جَنَّةَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ الْأَعْلَى. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And save us and protect us from the punishment, chastisement of the fire. So this ayat is very important. Daily, we should be reading it abundantly. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant us all tawfiq to prepare for the 15th night of Shaban and to prepare ourselves spiritually, mentally, physically for 15th Shaban and Ramadan Mubarak. Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 13th of Shaban, 1446. These are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Now you see, that's why Trump trumpeting away. He told Hamas that you better release the hostages, otherwise all hell will break loose. That as though as he can do as he pleases. Allah is humiliating him and America. He came into power, remember when? on 20th January 2025. Today the date is the 12th of Shaban, the 12th, 13th Shaban, and the 12th of February. The 12th of February, and you see five planes have crashed already. Whether it is a big plane, small plane, whatever it is, every week, every day, somehow, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is humiliating them. And whilst I'm speaking about the 12th of February, so remember that in Islam, everything to do with Valentine is absolutely haram. To buy the cards, to sell the cards, to sell the roses, to send the messages, to receive it. So whether we are buying it, selling it, sending it, A to Z, everything haram. And the person who's indulging in that, your income is not only tainted and polluted, it's absolutely haram. Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 5, verse number 51. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya. Ey iman walo, oh you who believe, do not take the Jews and the Christians to be your friends and protectors. Ba'aduhum awliya'u ba'ad. They are the friends of one another. The past 16, 17 months, we have seen that. What has happened in Gaza al-Mubarakah? What has happened in Palestine, occupied Palestine? How they collude with one another and how they harm Islam and Muslims and they hate the Muslims unless you got money and so forth. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Who befriends them, you love their culture, you love their system, then you become part and parcel of them. In the Arab world, if you go, then we know as Muslims in all parts of the world, we have two Eids, Eidul Fitr after Ramadan finishes, and we have Eidul Adha after the day of Arafat is finished. But they concocted and fabricated this day, and they call Valentine's Day in Arabic Eidul Hub. That the celebration of love. Can you believe that? Absolutely haram. So that also came in. So now Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, is threatening Hamas and says that you better release the hostages, otherwise the ceasefire is finished. Hamas say we are sticking to it. You haramis and jutlas, you cursed nation, you are the ones who are violating our agreement. You don't send enough aid. You know how much aid supposed to come in and it's not coming in. You know how many tents supposed to come in, you're not allowing it in. And you are the problem. Don't blame us because Trump is trumpeting it away. So we stand with Hamas 100%. King Abdullah met with Trump there in the White House, and he told Trump that all Arab nations say no, that your plan is not even a starter, cannot be negotiated, not worth the paper on which is written, not in that exact words, but that was the meaning. In the ending, he said, okay, we will take 2,000 children and people who are ill and sick and they need medication into Jordan and so forth. So Egypt is preparing a counter plan where the Palestinians will live there. And remember, this Trump's plan of ethnic cleansing will be rejected totally by all Muslims and non-Muslims who are seeking justice. Zelensky says that they could make a swap of territory between them and Russia and then attain peace and so forth. But remember, it is Trump who is telling them no more aid for you and so forth. Trump is still going down on that road. We're going to take Gaza. We're going to cherish Gaza. Send your army there and then see what we did to the Jutlas and Haramis. 11,000 of them dispatched to hell. Alhamdulillah. 71,000, remember, injured. This is what your chief of the army said so. These are not our figures. The Democratic Party are full furious and livid there in America. and they say, fire Elon Musk, he's unelected, but he is running America and the millions and billions of dollars as though as he is in charge. He must be fired immediately. So there are big rows and ructions there. And remember that this will not continue according to the public and according to the politicians, that he, Trump and Musk, run the show because one has got millions and billions and the other one has become the first criminal president. So things do not look good for America. The Houthis, we support the Houthis. I make our stance very clear. Whether you like, don't like, it's not my business. So you must remember this. The Houthis of Yemen said, the day Israel resumes the war, we will attack it immediately. Well done to the Houthis. You Arab nations, now you're learning the truth. You better have unity and you better start preparing for jihad against the Jutlas and Americans who you used to worship previously. So that is what you must do. Then Allah will give you honor. Look at the West Bank, the war crimes, and the Jutlas with their Eretz. And Eretz mean that extension of the borders of Israel. The biggest crooks on earth, Israel, stealing all the land of the Palestinians. They speak of peace. It's not P-E-A-C-E, it's P-I-E-C-E. And see, yesterday, Israel razes to the ground 11 buildings that belong to the Palestinians in the West Bank. Gaza is in need of shelter and the winter is becoming severe there. So therefore, today also we will send out to you the Majlisul Ulama appeal. Remember, Zakat, Lillah, Sadaqah, whatever you got, send it. You must remember, at least the aid will go in now, inshallah, Aziz. So whatever we can, let us help Palestine. Remember, show our solidarity with them. Look at this news, very interesting. Germany is considering stripping the Jews of their citizenship there in Germany. Very good. Anybody harms America, Israel, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, we will support them. A bomb blast takes place there in Afghanistan, in Kunduz. They say it was a suicide bomber. So those are all sponsored by the Americans and the Pakistani army. Pakistani army are haramis, remember that. They are the Khadi, and they are the slaves and servants of the Americans, and to cause destabilization in the land of Afghanistan. If you know that part of the world, Taliban, Afghanistan has good ties with Iran and with India and all surrounding countries, and they have good ties with China, Russia. The only problem is Pakistan and the Pakistani politicians and the army. Sab harami hai. So they are the shaitans, remember that. They just give them $1 million and then they do the dirty work of America. Trump says, Trump trumpeting away, Ukraine must pay back $500 billion. Trump, where the hell will they get that money? They already made Christmas with it, as you will see just now. Saudi sent 60 relief trucks and to go to help there in Syria and so forth. Russia so releases a person by the name of Mark Fogel. He is a former American diplomat and he was charged for drug charges and sentenced to 14 years. But now he just served 1-2 years and they released him. Russia and India, things are happening that side. The trade increased by 60%. 60%, the fruit, the vegetable, the wheat from Russia going and the foodstuff going from India. And it's all going in rupees and ruble, not the dollar, the de-dollarization. Well done to Russia and India on that score. U.S. tax dollars fueling Ukraine elite. Remember, they gave them millions and billions, and the Ukrainians, the elite, are living it up, and they, what they worry about the public and so forth. Chris Murphy of the Democratic Party America, he accuses Trump and Musk of taking over the government and now trampling on the rights of the taxpayer and the American public. We have to agree with that. See, these both haramis, the US and the UK, refuse to sign. You must remember the International AI, Artificial Intelligence Declaration. So they always want to be exempted. And then they say, no, we didn't sign it. But they want other countries to sign it. So that is US and UK. Let's give you South African news quickly. Malema says, you know, of EFF, shut down the Israeli embassy. Pick them up and send them back. We agree with you, Mr. Malema. Well said. Kick them out and close the embassy, the Jutla embassy. Ibrahim Jiva, our brother, I know him personally, and I spoke to the family yesterday. Yesterday at around 10 o'clock, he was kidnapped there in Uitenhage. Who are the people? Allah alone knows. Brother Yusuf Jiva has sent out what the police are saying and who you should contact. I will send it out today, inshallah, to the groups and so forth. Lesotho in dire straits now because America and Trump and Musk and them have not given no aid now. So they have to send back doctors and nurses to go home. So they will reach a collapse, you know. So terrible conditions there in Lesotho, the tiny kingdom. MK, President Zuma, I like you. So people don't like you, but I like you. So you must remember, we're going to make him Sulman. And we'll meet you and make you Muslim one-to-one. No security, no media. Then your name will be Yaqub Jumma, you see. So Zuma and his party, they charging every forum for treason that you conspired and you went with the foreign country to undermine South Africa. Well done. You must teach this Boer a lesson. They think that Ahmadinejad apartheid is still alive. Thabo Mbeki says he does not understand why suddenly Trump has changed his tune with South Africa and so forth. Obviously, Trump worships money. So give him money, then you will dance to your tune. The Laudium Sun carried a very, very sad article. That day in Laudium, day in Roshni, this is the Laudium Sun, I received it last night, Monday night, day in Roshni, that a car dealer and another car dealer, they seemed to have a big squabble and both came with their own armies and own gangs and army. Don't mean now army referring to gangs. And they were shooting there like the Wild West and three people injured. This is very, very bad. And I'm 90% sure it's Muslim people involved. Allah Jalla Wala protect us. So yesterday, Monday, Hafiz Limalia, my honorable Ustad, by who I became Hafiz, visited me here. And yesterday, last night, I spent an hour approximately alone with Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib there in his room, in his house. So, mashallah, that these are moments we relish and cherish. Walau kari al-hasidun, walau kari al-haqidun. People who are jealous, we say, Allah give you hidayat. And remember, Allah forgive us all for all our shortcomings, our vices and sins. Hazrat Mufti Sahib will be leaving this Monday for overseas back home to Pakistan. Our programs today, inshallah, we will be in Vellum, there by Maulana the Wahid and Maulana Abid Khan, Quwwatul Islam Masjid, and inshallah, the program will be live on Radio Al Ansar International and Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah, the Shaban program, inshallah. We kick off there in Vellum between Maghrib and Isha and contact Brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, he will give you all the details. And after we finish, then is the doctor's program, medical file. Hafiz, Dr. Umar Ahmad, mashallah, married to my grandniece. So now he will be the special guest in the doctor's program with Brother Al-Amin Templeton tonight, inshallah al-Aziz. Oh, brothers, sisters, how should we prepare for the big night? Read this one verse, ponder and reflect over it. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse number 10. For the people who passed away with Iman and Islam, in the 28 supara, 28 juz by the first quarter. Rabbana fil lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Oh Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers and sisters who passed away with iman. We can't make dua for non-Muslims after their death. While they are alive, we make dua. Allah, give them hidayat in Islam. So for the people who passed away with iman before us, and then those of us who are alive, wala tajal fi qulubina ghilla. Ya Allah, do not place in our hearts that malice, rancor, hatred, envy, jealousy. Lilladina amanu, for people who possess iman. Rabbana innaka raufur rahim. Ya Allah, you are our sustainer, nourisher. You are the one who is the most compassionate and very, very merciful. Then when I was leaving, Hazrat Mufti Sahib gave me one kitab also. So we cherish and relish all this. When all our ustads, they love us and we love them. Allah give us all tawfiq. We have 15 minutes, Maulana. Inshallah, to fire up with the Q&A. Bismillah.
Mufti Sahib, a businessman is having an ongoing affair with his young daughter-in-law. She has taken her children and left for her hometown. As a result, he gave his wife salah. What are your comments and what recourse for the sister and her son? Anonymous.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If the way I understood the question, if I didn't understand it, then just repeat it. That the way I understood it, this ABC person, he's having an affair and so forth. And then, you know, somebody else, obviously. And then this whole thing ended up in talaq and so forth and so on. So then what do you expect when people have affairs? Quran Kareem is very clear on all these issues. Surah 24, Surah Nur, verse 26, Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. When the male becomes impure and the woman become impure, both are khabith, both are immoral, Quran uses. And that's a very, very strong word, you know. And once they are married and they commit the crime of adultery, then it is the death penalty in Islam. There are no two opinions on that. And if there's fornication, Quran Kareem teaches us in the same surah, chapter 24, and that is Surah Nur, verse number 2. Azaniyatu wazani fajlidu kulla wahidin minhuma miyata jalda. Give both of them 100 lashes in public. And don't show them any mercy and compassion. There are certain things in Islam, when people go and trample upon the laws of Islam, then we can't be showing mercy and so forth. We have to give them a punishment and so forth and so on. So what can we say? We don't have all the facts. Did he give one talaq? Did he give two talaq? Did he give three talaq? If he gave three talaq and divorces, then you can't reconcile, you can't remarry. If you gave one talaq and so forth, then you can still reconcile and so forth. So my advice to you will be, in these situations, go to your local ulama, your local jamiats and so forth, and both parties must go and go give your story there. Then you can reach a final conclusion.
Isab, I think the problem here is the father-in-law had an affair with the son's wife. So what is the condition of the husband's nikah to his wife?
Remember, if the father-in-law had an affair with his daughter-in-law, then according to the Hanafis, that will add another dimension, and that is called Hurmatul Musahara. So the son's nikah then breaks finish, and they can't remarry, they can't reconcile. So that is called Hurmatul Musahara. It's a technical term, you don't have to worry, but according to Hanafis, that is what happens. The father-in-law's nikah is still valid, but he must be punished and named and shamed and all that for committing such a crime. And remember, according to majority scholars, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, that the both nikahs are still valid. The father-in-law's nikah is valid, and the father, whatever you want to call him, and the son's nikah is also valid. But obviously, the same thing will happen, what I told you now, that if it's adultery, then it's a death penalty. If it is fornication, then it is 100 lashes. So we should understand it properly. Obviously, we know it can't happen in our country, but we must mention what the Sharia is teaching us so that we understand what the grievous and serious crime it is.
Mufti Sahib, I received a copy of Dalailul Khairat and it translated in English. And the translation is, Our Lord Leigh Lord Musa. Is this translation correct?
First and foremost, is Dalailul Khairat acceptable to read in the original? So we say yes, it is acceptable, but everything there is not authentic. There are many things that are man-made and so forth. So now you are saying this is how they translated. First of all, to translate Rabb as Lord, we are against that. So you must remember today, you know, these lawyers and attorneys and that, you ask them, they will tell you. So that sometimes they have to address, you must remember, the judge, the magistrate, my lord, and my worship, and I don't know what and what. Islamically, is not right, all these things here. So we must be clear on these issues. So the proper translation in English will be the sustainer, nourisher, provider. We shouldn't use the word Lord. That's a poor translation.
Okay, sir, when sugar testing is done, tiny blood samples, does it nullify the wudu?
Once a person is in the state of wudu, and then you went to do the sugar testing yourself or by the doctor or what have you, and then the blood started flowing, so the Hanafis only say the wudu will break. Al-wudu min kulli damin sa'ilin. The hadith is in Mishkat Sharif, Daraqutni, and so forth. So the Shafi'is, Maliki's, humbly say, you just take cotton wool and stop the blood and so forth. Even if it is flowing, your wudu is still valid, according to majority scholars and jurists, namely the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, and Hanafis only will say that the wudu is broken once it starts flowing and so forth.
Kisab, when embarrassed Islam, now he started drinking again. What must the wife do?
So remember that if the question is this, that there was a husband and he was drinking alcohol and what have you, and then he left it because you spoke to him or he was trying to reform, and now he goes back to it and so forth. So that's exactly what the Quran is teaching us. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. And therefore Allah gives us these nights of 15 Sha'ban and so forth. They turn to Almighty Allah in Tawbah, in repentance, and Tawbatan Nasuha. And it must be such a Tawbah that is Nasuha. People came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and asked him, what is the meaning of this Nasuha? He said, you have a she-camel, you have a cow. When you milk it, did you ever see the milk going back inside? He said, no. He said, don't go back to your evil and devilish actions and vices. So see, now the person goes back. If you see that this person does not want to change, then you, the wife, you should make istikhara. Then should you continue living with him as husband, wife, or go to the ulama, the jamiats and ulama and imams and whoever you got confidence in, and then you apply for a fasakh and an annulment of marriage, and that is valid grounds that you can go for a fasakh and annulment. So you can request a divorce also, but they stubborn many a time, then you go to the ulama and so forth and apply for a fasakh and annulment of marriage.
Mufti Sahib, I just found out I'm pregnant. Want to find out, will it be wrong to make dua for a girl? Alhamdulillah, I have 2 boys and 1 daughter. Inshallah, another daughter.
MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala reward you that you make dua for the best. So you want sons, then you read chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli minas salihin. Ya Allah, grant me pious offspring, sons, like Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah then blessed him first with Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, and thereafter Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. The gap was 14 years. 86 years old he was, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Nabi Ismail alayhi salam's Milad Mubarak, honorable birth, took place. When he was 100 years old, then Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam, auspicious birth, took place. So that is for boys. You want girl? Then read Rabbi Habali Minas Swalihat. Ya Allah, grant me girls that are pious and so forth. Ask Allah for best, inshallah. You have 3 children, so inshallah, no problem with that. You ask Allah for the best, inshallah.
Israf, when is Ramadan most likely starting in Saudi?
Remember, in Saudi, today your date is Gregorian calendar, 12th of February. And I told you just now, Valentine, all that haram, A to Z. So when you go to the end of February, that Friday 28th, that 28th night, Friday night, will be the first Taraweeh in Saudi. They got sharpshooters, Munsamis, there in Tumeir and all these places. And then Saturday, 1st March, will be the first fast. So 99%, that is what will happen in Saudi and the Arab world, and 90%, 80% of the countries. In South Africa, our moon story and moon samis and, you know, bun cakers. So it is 16 hours plus minus and 16 and a half hours. So the chances are not good to see the moon, but we must do our duty with beauty and scan the sky on that Friday night. So then the month of Shaban will go to 30, and then Saturday night will be the first Taraweeh, the 1st of March, and then 2nd of March will be the first Saum and the first Siyam. So Ramadan Mubarak, as far as fasting goes, will start on the 2nd of March here in South Africa, most probably, and in Saudi and Arab countries, Muslim countries. So majority of them, they will follow. And the first fast will be on 1st of March, inshallah. All this is dependent on the sighting or not sighting of the crescent and the new moon.
Mufti Sahab, I want to know, I got my meniscus for 10 days now, still bleeding. Is it permissible for me to read my salah?
Remember, it's not permissible only, it's compulsory upon you. According to the Hanafis and them, they say that the maximum days of menses are 10 days. So once 10 days of bleeding is done, finished, so remember, you must take a compulsory mandatory ghusl and bath and resume your salat and so forth. And now all this bleeding and so forth you are experiencing is istihada. So for every first salat, you must make a fresh wudu and you perform your salat. That will be the verdict of the Hanafis and them. And the Shafis and them, they say that the maximum period of menses is 15 days. So now, if the color and all that is still just like that of menses, then you still consider it as menses according to the Shafi school. So these basic rules you must know, my honorable sisters, because this will impact on your siyab, on your fasting, on your salat, and many other issues, husband-wife relationship, and many other issues. So therefore, it's compulsory, mandatory upon you to learn the basic rules regarding your menses, regarding your nifas, your postnatal when you give birth, regarding your istihada, and then the minimum period between two menses will be 15 days. So then, if you are bleeding, so you make the wudu, farz wudu, compulsory wudu. And when I say farz wudu, make the complete wudu. And but it's compulsory upon you for every farz salat, because you are a ma'zura, you have this leaking problem and this bleeding problem.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to go to a child's birthday party for the sake of keeping family time?
They say they want to keep family ties. People will get upset. But what about Allah Ta'ala getting unhappy with you? What about Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being upset with you? Are you not worried about that? You worried about people. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. This is the ummah today, 90%, 80%. They will do haram and they will try and justify it. In Islam, there's no such thing as birthday party for babies or teenagers. I am 18 years old, I'm 21 years old. That old Baji, old Kala, 80, 70 years old, one leg on a banana peel, one leg in the grave almost, and now they want to celebrate the birthday. All this absolutely haram, and you become the brothers, sisters of Shaitan. Chapter 17, verse 27, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The people who go and squander their wealth in these haram activities, they are the brothers and sisters of Shaitan. To participate in it is not permissible.
Mufti Saab, just want to know, can interest money be used for a procedure at an ophthalmologist?
Remember that for your own self, that you go to the ophthalmologist, the optician, the eye specialist, and now they have to check your eyes, give you spectacles or cataract or whatever, and now you use interest money, totally haram. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279, Quran Kareem gives us a very stern warning. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't abstain and refrain, then be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And hadith in Bulughul Maram, He Rahmatulil Alameen by Ibn Hajar Asqalani, a masterpiece of a book. I taught it 8-10 years in Darulum Newcastle. Allah reward our Maw Qasim Sema, you know. That wonderful, wonderful books that is to introduce there so everybody could benefit. So Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Arriba Ithnani Wasabuna Baba. Interest has got 72 different categories. Wada Nahu, the minimum category. Ayyankiha Rajulu Ummahu, a person committing adultery with his own biological mother. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Yes, if somebody is poor and Muslim or non-Muslim in the dire straits, they don't even have food or they can't even pay rental, water, lights. Now you give them interest money so they can sort their eyes out and spectacles, so that will be permissible because he or she is living in abject poverty and in dire straits. So we must draw that distinction. For yourself is haram, but for another poor person it would be acceptable and permissible.
Our time is up, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a safe trip to Durban and your programs in Durban, inshallah. Inshallah, we'll reconnect with you tomorrow morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam, Durban and Peter Marisburg, Mawlana. Inshallah, Aziz. All the Ummah make dua for us in Gaza and Palestine and all the Muslims, and then we will do likewise, inshallah. Barakullah fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.